Hey there, this is Kyle Hollingsworth of the String Cheese Incident, and you're listening to WUKY. So string cheese did have its origins in bluegrass, but it's far from bluegrass now. You know, we've been known to do Led Zeppelin into dubstep, into a Paul Simon song, and end up into some bluegrass traditional song. So within a set, you can... It's kind of like Colorado weather. You just wait 5 minutes, and things are about to change. Or you're going to love it better in 5 minutes. If you don't like it now, just hold on. Wait one more song, and your favorite style will come around. I grew up in Baltimore, and I'm a keyboard player. So there are not really too many keyboard players that play bluegrass. But when I joined String Cheese, it was a challenge for me, which I really enjoyed. I was looking forward to pushing my... I have a jazz piano degree. Pushing my... my degree of knowledge out towards bluegrass. It's challenging. There's not, you know, when you listen to jazz, you're like, okay, I can listen to Herbie Hancock, or you listen to pop, you can listen to different, you know, Little Feat, Bill Payne. But there's not too many people to kind of follow up on the bluegrass piano, so I was kind of in virgin territory for a long time. But I've grown to respect it so much, and the players were doing our own bluegrass set on Sunday.
Okay.
With Sam Bush.
That's awesome.
And a lot of the McCurry brothers from Del McCurry's family. So it's always a challenge, and that's always good in life, to be pushed.
I agree. Well, thank you very much.